Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called The Little Duckling Who Wouldn't Get Wet. This story was written by Jack Tassaro. What a great name. Jack Tassaro. He wins. And it is read today by Mommy. And what are you? Are you a duckling? Oh, no. It is read today by Mommy and a very special Kakamora from Moana. This one is a smiley face one, huh? You're a happy Kakamora? Oh, well, I'm so pleased you are here with me, my little coconut. Are you ready? All right, let's learn about why this duckling doesn't want to get wet, shall we? Okay. The little duckling wouldn't get wet. No, not yet. And in the picture, we see the duckling's mother, or father, looking down at the duckling saying, "Get in the water." And the duckling is going, The big duck patiently explained that all ducks must swim and encouraged the little duckling to jump in the pond. But the little duckling would not get wet. No, not yet. So the big duckling tried to push the little duckling into the water with no success at all. Yes, that could be. In the picture, we can see the parent duck attempting, and the duckling is jumping way out of the way. No, thank you. I'm not going in. The duck called to the cat for help. Oh, no. The cat pushed the duck, who pushed the duckling, who kept one little webbed foot firmly on the ground. Yeah, and the Kakamora and I both are looking at the cat going, yikes, it's a good thing that cat has decided to not turn around and chomp on that duckling, because it looks like it could. So the cat called the dog, who pushed the cat, who pushed the duck, who pushed the duckling, who stood firm. With that many animals pushed against it? Wow, that duckling is a strong oh my, wait a minute. Then came the turkey, who pushed the dog, who pushed the cat, who pushed the duck, who pushed the duckling, who wouldn't give an inch. That's right. You cannot push me in, no matter how many animals you go. Hold on. The turkey, the dog, the cat, and the duck kept pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. The duckling was about to topple over when the turkey screamed, "A wolf! A wolf!" Oh, no. And everyone jumped into the pond. No. Not everyone. The turkey, the dog, the cat, and the duck shouted, "Jump, duckling! It's the wolf!" But the duckling didn't think about how wolves eat little birds for snacks. The duckling thought the wolf was one more animal, a big, sharp-toothed, hairy animal, who wanted the duckling to jump in the pond. And the little duckling wasn't ready to get wet just yet. But in the picture, when we look at this wolf, oh dear. The duckling, The duckling jumped, not into the water, but up in the air, and with all its might, bit the wolf's nose. Chomp! The wolf ran away in nothing flat. The turkey, the dog, the cat, and the duck, drenched and embarrassed, left the little duckling at the edge of the pond. Well, they were embarrassed because they ran away from the wolf, didn't they? And that duckling was the brave one who turned around and chomped on that wolf and said, I'm not afraid of you. Especially the poor dog and cat, you know, well, the dog specifically, I suppose, is closer to the same size as a wolf, although not quite. But nevertheless, he ought to have at least put up some fight, and he didn't. And now the sun is shining and warming the air, and the little duckling has made up its mind. Guess what? Yep, that's right. It's time to get wet. And in the picture, we can see the happy little duck in the water paddling about, happily ever aftering, I would think. And I think it's incredibly funny that all the rest of the animals had no idea what to do with this sweet little friend. And he figured it out all by himself. Way to go, buddy. And thank you so much, Jack, for all that you did for us with this story. And I would also like to say it is, you want to say it with me? The end.